All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. So I had to cut the last one short. You know, mommy duty calls and come first. But I think I left off on talking about being on someone else's platform or social media and then, you know, being disrespectful or disgruntled or whatever. But we all have opinions, right? I don't 100% blame the people that go on other social media and decide to try and bash them. I think it's tacky, and I don't do it. If I don't agree with something, I skim right past it. I disregard it. I mean, I just move on with life. I don't feel the need to attack anybody or anything like that. So that's me. But the people that put that information out there, maybe they want that response. Maybe, you know, even though it didn't end in a question mark and they didn't necessarily directly ask, maybe they want the feedback. So depends on how it's worded. But there's also people that genuinely use their social media for their own purposes. And, you know, they could share something that they may agree with or whatever. But who are you to go onto their platform and be disrespectful? I don't get that at all. That's not something I tolerate. I'm very big on respect. I respect everybody. I expect the same in return. I require it, actually. So that's the easiest and most simple way for someone to be disassociated with me. And I'm going to be the one doing it. That means blocking you. That means unfriending, whatever. That means having this conversation with you that I know you're not going to take well. Now, let's segue just into that. Just with me saying having this conversation you're not going to take well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the fact that it's women and men, right? But I refrain a lot from talking about the perspectives of men because I'm not a man. So I like to talk about women because I've been a woman my whole entire life. I was born a woman. I've been a woman my whole entire life. I don't identify as a woman. And that's a whole nother podcast we won't get into. I don't identify as one. I'm one. I'm that. God gave me the woman parts, okay? But like I said, that's a whole nother situation. So we're not even going to go there. But as I was saying, I don't like having conversations about men. I like to we could talk about men, but I like to try and talk to women and get women's views and their feelings on why they do the things that they do. And I would like to know, why is it so difficult among women in general? I mean, we could argue that it's different and different with different races, but I'm a black woman, so I don't know about how they handle things. I just, you know, see things done differently in different races and cultures. But why is it so difficult to have a conversation with somebody about something you disagree with? It makes you, in my opinion, so shallow to only be friends with or associate with people that have the same views as you, totally agree with everything you say, and never correct you or speak their piece about how you make them feel. There is no way in the world that you've been friends with someone, I'll say 6 months, a year, or whatever, and there's not one thing that you didn't agree with at all. And I'm pretty sure, I'm gonna take it a step further and say, I'm pretty sure you just went along with it because you didn't want the confrontation or the conflict or the awkwardness of having that conversation. Again, something I do. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you how you made me feel. I'm going to tell you I don't agree with that. I'm going to tell you if you're wrong. Now, has this cost me potential friendships? Yes, because they weren't my friend if it was that big of a deal that they couldn't take what I was saying to them and have a conversation with me. I ain't coming at them no type of way, like, be this and all. No, 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 no. Not at all. But hey, what's up with this? I don't understand why. Help me understand. The biggest thing that I've learned with being in counseling before is you make everything an I statement. You take the blame. So they call it fighting fair. And I agree with this a lot, but it's parts of it where some people like myself that are used to always taking the blame and putting themselves in that position to keep the peace, which that was me for a majority of my life. You got to be careful with taking the blame all the time. But the I statements, like, maybe it's me. I feel that you were, I felt that you hurt me when you said X, Y, and Z, but I could be misinterpreting, you know. So you, it's better to say that than to say, you did this and it made me feel this way, da, da, da. The tone in which you say it and the accusatory factor is not there when you try and take the blame and you use I statements, right? So with that being said, if we learn how to talk to each other, do you guys think that that would really make a difference with women holding each other accountable for their actions? I'm going to answer and say no. There is a few people, very few, in my life. I'm going to give it a handful. I'm going to say 5, maybe even 4, that I know for sure are solid women, mature adults that can have a conversation, a disagreement, will tell me about myself if I'm wrong, or they believe I'm wrong, or they, regardless, they're going to keep it real with me. And that's a little bit. Because compare it to the amount of people that you associate yourself with or make yourself available to. It's not a good number. So we don't hold ourselves accountable. And then it makes it more difficult when someone else tries to hold you accountable, because now you're looking for every technique in the book. You gaslighting, you guilt tripping, you doing all this stuff to make yourself the victim and create an excuse as to why you think you're, so you can point out why you think you're right. We got to stop. We really got to stop. It's been the most challenging thing trying to unlearn behaviors that I was convinced were right. However, I'm going to continue, and I know that that's going to make my daughter and my sons better and their generation, and hopefully the generation after that. You know, that's my purpose in life. I'm not saying I don't live for me, but a big role in my life is to ensure that I'm producing a positive environment for my kids. My husband and I don't want our kids to be how we were when we grew up. Number one, in an unmarried household, in a broken household, separate holidays, at separate houses, with separate siblings. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that, because then now there's rivalry, because a sibling gravitates naturally more toward their mother or toward their father, and now the other ones are angry at each other, because in reality it's hurt. And I seen something that was deep. It was like anger is hurt that was there too long, or something like that. And if you think about it, when you're angry about something, you're usually emotional about it and upset about it first, right? So that's that. I'm just going to say we need to hold ourselves accountable. And especially men, like, there is no way, okay? There is no way that you have been 100% blindsided by a man and you are not at fault in some shape or form for what you're going through. Okay? Am I saying that there's not people that are in relationships that aren't getting the crap beat out of them and things like that. And of course they didn't start off seeing those type of signs and stuff. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not referencing the instances that are severe enough into where your health and your safety is at risk. Now, some people, I know people about to be like, oh, well, my health is at risk when he cheat. How many times he cheated on you, sis? How many times? I'ma wait. Let me give you a second. Oh, okay. Because when he was out there with Tay Tay the first time, you should have left his ass. Okay? When he was out there with Sharonda and Brittany and whoever else called your phone and messaged you on Facebook and all that. No, it was a competition. You wanted to try and see who was going to keep him and everything else, and you thought it was cute. Now here you is, two kids later, pissed off at the world because you allowed the behavior to continue. Speaking from experience, ladies, you allowed that behavior to continue, and now you just walking around looking beat up and drained. Ew. We're not doing that. We're not doing that anymore. We're not. I, believe it or not, want women to be successful. Y'all, I would hope a lot of women can listen to this and channel the sarcasm and everything into their inner selves and say, you know what? This is the truth. Let me reevaluate and do better. But it's easier to dismiss. It's easier to disagree. It's easier to fault someone else and have something smart to say. I can't stand that, by the way. You know, I really can't. I'm a lot calmer these days than I used to be. Fun fact, used to have a temper problem. Okay. It didn't get me anywhere. You know where it got me? In front of a judge. Yep. Everybody thought it was cute. Oh, Lakia did this and that. It was cute until I was in front of a judge and facing jail time. And the next thing you know, it wasn't none of them people there to be supportive of me. It's not cute. It's truly not. So, my point in saying that is, stop taking the easy road of dismissing the real issue by always countering it and having something to say. Just listen. If you don't take anything from it and it's not for you, fine. But I can guarantee something that I said, it is. It is for you. Now, my next episode that I'm about to do now, because I got to get it in when I can. Otherwise, I'm not doing this stuff. You know, I'm being a wife and a mom and a nurse and an educator and the pharmacist and the attorney. I'm doing all of that. So we got, hold on, let me back up. We got some shallow-minded people. Wait a minute, she went to law school, she had attorney. These are all the roles that you play when you have a family, okay? Although some of those titles I really do have, okay? But I'm saying that is my main focus and priority. I will drop everybody like a bad habit. My family comes first, okay? Family meaning the one I created with my husband. That's another podcast too, baby. We got a lot coming, okay? Not my cousins, my aunties, my mother, my dad, not them. Not that I don't love them. But when you decide to get married and have kids, they are your number one. God, wife, mom. In that exact order. Okay? If it went over your head, do a little digging and you'll understand. I can explain that at a later time. Until then, I'm out. Thank you guys for keeping it real with Lakia. I am going to go into the next episode, which is going to talk about men not wanting to date women with kids. I'm going to do a short episode on this because I'm actually going to go live. And I might even do a recording and post it so you guys can look at it at your own time. don't get happy now, ladies. It's about to be some stuff you don't like. Don't get happy now, men. It might be some stuff you don't like either. So, anywho, I will catch you guys on the next episode. And until then, I'm out.